We, your people here this morning, acknowledge you. And we worship you. Just give him a wave of worship. Just wave. Everybody in this place, just wave. We just wave to you in worship. And we bless you. And we thank you. Thank you, our God. Glory be to your name. Oh, hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap of praise, everybody, one more time. Amen. As I give Jesus a clap of praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is healing available in this place. If there's anyone here who needs healing, anyone here who is believing God for healing, I want you to just put your hand on your chest as I pray for you. The Lord who sees in the secret knows the secrets of men. He sees that he knows where it hurts. Lord, I stand in this place in the authority of your word. And in the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand to anyone here who is afflicted in his body. Anyone carrying any kind of infirmity. I reach forth my hand. And I rebuke that infirmity. Amen. And in the name of Jesus, I release healing into that body. Amen. From the temple of your head down to your foot. Let a quickening take place now. Amen. Let every weakness, every burden, every yoke now vanish. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing virtue in this place. Let's give the Lord a clap of praise. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Before I preach, I'd like to just stand in prayer in agreement with anyone here who wants to say, Pastor, can you join your hand with me and let's agree on this. Amen. There's no time for me to listen to you, to hear what you want to faith. You want me to stand in faith with you about. But as I hold you, I pray that the Lord God Almighty will visit you. Amen. I'm not praying for everybody so that we don't all begin to all come. You know, I'm asking if there's anyone here who is saying, Pastor, can you join your faith with me and just pray with me about this. Hallelujah. Let God answer your prayers. May the Lord make it happen. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a clap of praise one more time, everybody. This morning, I want to minister on something that some of you have heard me mention before. The topic is vis dead sack. How many of you have heard me use that word before? Vis dead sack? Vis dead sack. Can you see the screen? Is it clear enough? Hallelujah. This death sack. The simple way to release your creative ability. This death sack. Can you repeat that word with me, please, everybody? Hallelujah. It's in my own language. This dead sack. You cannot find it in any dictionary. I assure you that. Hallelujah. This dead sack. The Lord gave that to me as a slogan and a watchword for a life principle. Please, everybody, repeat that word again with me confidently. This death sack. Hallelujah. And Hebrews, if you turn with me to Hebrews chapter 6, please. Hebrews chapter 6, from verse number 12. The Bible says, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Hallelujah. If you are looking for role models, we've talked about that during Sunday school. You want to follow people who you can see have entered into their promise. They have entered into their dreams. They have become something that you desire for yourself. Hallelujah. These are the role models. These are the people to follow. The Bible says, and let's not be slothful people, but followers of them who through faith and patience have inherited the promises of God for their lives. And the Bible gave us an example of Abraham. It says Abraham is someone to emulate. Abraham is someone with an example that we can copy, each one of us. Amen. It's good sometimes for Christians to do character study in the Bible. You want to look at some individuals in the Bible Look at what happened to them. Look at how they fared in life, what they have succeeded in, areas where they have failed and why they failed, and all of that. No, but here the Bible is giving us an example of Abraham, who started out as a barren man, barren. He started out as an idol worshiper, but highly spiritual. So spiritually sensitive, but he was worshiping idols. And he had no child, but then God visited him and God gave him a promise. And we know Abraham's journey, you know, how he obeyed God and left, is it Haran? And left Haran, his father's land, and journeyed through Canaan land and all that happened. And he became the father of faith. Hallelujah. He became the father of us all. He became the great, great ancestor of Jesus. And today we are partakers of the blessing of Abraham because he obeyed God. He went through what he did and understood what he must do to inherit the promise. There is God's promise hanging on your life. You were birthed, you know, to fulfill something here in life. No one of us here exists by chance. No one is an accident. We were born because there's something about us, something we are designed for. We are here to accomplish something, something unique. It's only you that can accomplish that. It's only you that fit in that role. And there's no an alternative to you. You have to finish what concerns you here in life. And may God enable you and help you through this journey. And it doesn't matter the point where you are at now. It does not matter. Hallelujah. You can still break through. You can still increase. You can still enlarge. You can still reach the peak of God's destiny for you. You can. It's never too late with God. At what age did Abraham begin to raise a child? At what age did Sarah give birth to the heir, Isaac? It's never too late with God. Moses was how many years old when he began, you know, to lead Israel? How many years was Moses? 8 years old. It's never too late. It's never too late. And where you come from, what you've been through, your family background, your educational status, cannot stop you. What matters now is what you do from here, from now. Are you with me? That's what counts. But the future is still very bright. In the name of Jesus, and that is the testimony concerning you. Amen. The Bible says, for when God, verse number 13, made promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater, he swear by himself, you know, when you read scriptures, it says that God did this for our sake, to show unto us that will come after Abraham the immutability of his counsel. That when God plans something about us, he never changes his mind. Hallelujah. There's no blunder, no mistake that you ever do that will wipe off from God's record his plan for you. For the counsel of God concerning you is yea and amen. In him there is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. What God intended for you originally is still intact. Hallelujah. It is sealed in the blood of Jesus. God swore to Abraham, saying, in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply thee. And like I said, God swore by himself so he can make it a sealed deal, iron cast. Sealed with the life of God himself. For the counsel of God for you to change, God will have to kill himself. But the Bible says, but after Abraham received the promise, he patiently endured. And then he obtained the promise. He patiently endured. And then he obtained the promise. Now, there's one thing, or it is one thing to know God's promises for your life. Understand clearly what God's counsel is concerning you. There's one thing for an angel to appear to you and show you what is about your life here on earth. But it's another thing to obtain it. Hallelujah. It's another thing to obtain it, to enter into it. May your life not be wasted here on earth. May you not finish and finish far from where you are meant to finish from. Amen. May you finish at the peak of God's destiny for you. There is a space, always a space of time between the moment you receive a promise and the time you will obtain it. Hallelujah. There will be a space between when you figure out the word of God concerning you, the promises of God concerning you, and when that promise, that thing that you are standing on the word of God for, will be fulfilled. There will be a space of time. It's not going to happen in a moment. Hallelujah. And unfortunately, you cannot control the time. You cannot decide for yourself when it will happen. And between that space, a lot will happen. Hallelujah. A lot will happen between when you begin to pray, to seek the face of God, and the time that what you've begun to pray for will come to fulfillment. A lot will happen in the in-between. That's why, you know, it took Abraham patience and endurance. Hallelujah. The Bible says to emulate him. After he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. How you will respond to the things that will happen in the space between the time of the promise and the time of fulfillment will determine the fulfillment of the promise. Hallelujah. How you will respond in the in-between, what you will do, what you give yourself to, how you will choose to navigate through life will determine. A lot is dependent on us, actually, not God. Amen. A lot. In order to obtain the promise of God for your life, you will need this. That sack. Amen. There's no such word as vis that sack in the dictionary, like I told you earlier. It's not in any language, it's my own language with God. God gave the word vis that sack to me to serve as a slogan and a watchword for a life principle. Make this your watchword, your life principle. If you can do this, it's only a matter of time. And what I've spoken to you about will come to pass. Hallelujah. The Lord said to me, it's on the screen, the Lord said to me, this the sack is crucial ingredient in the scheme of success. It is the tripod on which destiny stands. No one who is lacking in them has ever achieved anything significant or made a great impact in life. No one. And if you want to have a future that is greater and better than where you are coming from, or you want to go from this place where you are right now to a higher level of success, then you will have to show this, that's all. Hallelujah. I remembered I went to the Holy Spirit just to me, and I did some search. What? I've never heard that word. And the Lord told me there's no such word in the dictionary. It's just a slogan for you. And vis the sack stands for vision, determination, and sacrifices. Amen. Are you with me? Vision. Nation and sacrifice. And in order for you to get to where God has ordained for you in life, you've got to show vision, show determination, and be willing to make sacrifices. It says, on these three, destiny is hanging. Are you with me? Vision, determination, and sacrifices. If you figure out these three things and engage life in these three dimensions, showing all of this great virtues in your life, the Lord assured me that it's only going to be a matter of time. Hallelujah. May the Lord give you vision. Open your eyes to see what is yours for the take. May the Lord give you the grace for tenacity, the fire to not give up, the fire to go all out for it and not take no for an answer. That's determination. May God help you make the sacrifices that you must to make something happen. And in life, there's always a sacrifice that you will have to make. Let's talk about vision. Vision is speaking of what you can see ahead that is yours. As a believer, you cannot work with now. You cannot limit yourself with now, what's happening to you now, or what has happened to you in the past. You cannot base your life on your now. What is now is temporal. What you're going through now is temporal. What you have experienced is temporal. If you believe on that, say amen. Amen. Vision is the ability to see ahead. See ahead. Hallelujah. So many people have forfeited destiny because they judge a place or they judge people based on now. Hallelujah. Based on now. Some people wrote great songs. Great songs. And they sold the song for a chicken fee. They didn't know that the person who bought it would become a millionaire with that song. Some people wrote a story and sold that story for a chicken fee. They didn't know that someone would convert it someday into a movie and make hundreds of millions from it. Some people have walked out of people's life for the clumsiest reason. And when they walked out, the people became someone different. They never thought he could amount to anyone in life. If all that you can see is what is happening to you in your now, you cannot see ahead. I pray God will help you to be able to see ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Vision is talking about your conviction concerning who you are, even when you are not in the reality of it. You know this is who I am. This is who God has made me. I am born to become this. Even when everything you've experienced is proving the contrary. But it's a conviction. You see, believers don't walk by feeling. Say, I don't walk by feeling. I don't walk by feeling. I don't walk by how I feel. I walk by faith. I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. I am moved by the word of God. Say amen to that. Amen. What is your conviction? If you have no conviction, the tide will sweep you away. Hallelujah. What is your conviction? Who do you say that you are? How do you define you? If someone comes and says, who are you? What story of yourself would you tell? Is it of someone dejected, someone poor, someone lonely and isolated, someone broke? How would you describe yourself? Who are you? That's vision. Knowing what you want out of life is vision. Knowing what you want out of life. You cannot beat about the bush. Say to your neighbor, you cannot beat about the bush. Not knowing what you want out of life, you cannot beat about the bush. Say amen to that. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't know what you want. You are just living. Que sera, sera. Whatever would be. You know that song? Whatever would be, would be. Well, I know God is working his plans. God has a plan for me. Whatever God is saying to come to pass anyway, I don't need to worry. What do you want out of life? A lot of times, when God responds to people, he asks them, what do you want? A lady cried to Jesus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus said to her, what do you want? Whatsoever a man desires, the scripture says, when he prays, hallelujah, desires. What is your desire? What's your passion? What's your dream? What do you want out of life? Having a picture of what your tomorrow would be like, fixed in your spirit. The Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Hallelujah. That's from the King James Version. I like it from the New English Translation. It says, for where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. But the one who keeps the law is blessed. Even better still, the Message Bible. The Message Bible says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. If you don't have a picture of what your tomorrow would be like fixed in your mind, the things that will happen in the space between the time of the promise and fulfillment, will move you, will make you lose faith, will make you forget the promises of God for your life, will make you forfeit destiny. What will happen? Am I speaking to someone? Vision helps you to have restraint. Vision is power. Vision is power. You need it to progress in life and to succeed. You need vision. The ability to know what's ahead of you, what's yours for the take, who God has made you, what you want out of life. Hallelujah. For that will create for you your path in life. When the Bible says vision, you know, makes people apply restraint, is because it shows you the path. It directs you on the way to go. You know that my vision is to be, for instance, you're saying my vision is to become one of the best lawyers around. You wouldn't go to study English, would you? Would somebody who does English become the greatest lawyer in town? Hello? It shows you the direction. Hallelujah. It creates the path because you have a vision. It shows you the direction to go. If you're confused about where to go, what to do, is because you don't really know what you want out of life. Hallelujah. Vision helps you to maintain focus even when it is turbulent. You maintain focus. You know what you want. You know where you're headed. heading to. The wind may push you this way, may push you that way. You stay focused. Hallelujah. You stay focused. Say to your neighbor, stay focused. Vision helps you apply restraint and not beat about the bush or be foolish. A good example here is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3 and 2 and 3, Hebrews chapter 12. Are you with me this morning? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Why did Jesus endure the cross? Because of the joy that he could see ahead. Despising the shame, he was able to despise the shame. He went through shame. He went through the pain of the cross. He endured it. He despised it. He subjected himself to the things that he went through because he looked ahead and he saw Musa preaching as a result of that in the Mercure Hotel in a church called Victory Assembly. He said, even for that, I will endure this. Hallelujah. It helps you apply restraint. You know, I've come across people, and when you begin to talk to them about, you have a chat with them about, particularly some people who have just come into this country who want to flourish, they want to succeed. You know, some people in the mindset, I don't understand. Some people think that when they come to England from Africa, there will be pounds on the street, and maybe there are pound-growing trees somewhere. So when they come and they look at the atmosphere, they are shocked that there are no pounds everywhere. So when you begin to, when you sit down with some people and you begin to tell them, you see, so you can just jump. God can use that to make you jump. Why not go do that job? He said, me, I cannot do that job. Me, I cannot work here. Me, I cannot do that. Me, when I was in Nigeria, I was a bank manager. Me, I was a director in that company before I left to come here. And you're saying, do that. Hallelujah. When you can see what is ahead, when you can see what is ahead, when you understand by vision the path to get there, you can take anything that comes with it. Hallelujah. Amen. You can accept anything that comes with it. You endure. A lady came to me for counseling, you know, and she was going through this challenge with this person, and she was ready to pack it up and go. And her status in this country is dependent on that man. And she had just few months to qualify for this status. But because of what, you know, what I consider, I listened to her story and I thought, there is a self-destruct spirit working here. Because some of the things that was aggravated, was made to look so serious, to me they were something just stupid. When you know what you want, and you know you want it, like Jesus, you know in that place, I will become what I can see. Here, there's something about what I can see. This relationship has something that I can see. This workplace has something that I can see myself becoming. I should be willing to endure all things. Vision enables you to apply restraint. If you're someone that can easily be plugged out, simply be, just for the slightest reason, you can spoil it, scatter it, and you don't know what you want out of life. Vision helps in setting the finishing line for you. You are able to know that it is not over yet, that you are not where God wants you to be yet, despite what you have already achieved, because vision painted for you the picture of what the destiny looks like. It's easy to celebrate. And you know, God likes taking us from one level of glory to another level of glory. Hallelujah. From one level of success to another level of success. And it's easy for you to think that where you are now is a success. You've broken through. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God you are here. But here may not be the destiny. And you may not understand it except your vision has painted for you what destiny looks like. It's one thing to have a vision to be married. Now you're married, so what? You have a vision that one day God will bring you to England. Okay? You've achieved that you are in England. Now what? Your vision is to become a graduate. One day I must graduate. You've graduated. Now what next? So it's easy for you at one level of success to be celebrating, to you know, thanking God, doing all the thanksgiving. Glory be to God for that success. But is that destiny? Where there are no vision, the people perish. You quit before your time. Hallelujah. You begin to build structures where you should be putting tents. Abraham saw the promised land and he lived in tents. You know Abraham lived in tents? He lived in tents, moving from up and down, because he knew what the promised land was. That's the power of vision. And a good example of someone we can learn from the Bible was that that understood what destiny looks like was someone named Caleb. Caleb in the Bible. Caleb, as a young man, went to spy with Moses and 10 others the land of Canaan. And the 12 of them returned back to Moses. Caleb and Joshua gave good reports of what they saw. The other 10 gave an evil report. But the Lord made a promise to Caleb. The Lord said, the land that you have gone to spy, I have given it to you as an inheritance. It's for you to take. Remember, when they came out of Egypt, they were going to a promised land. Hallelujah. They left Egypt to go to a promised land where God swore to Abraham he was going to give them. And when Caleb entered the portion of the land that was his, Moses said, you see that portion where you went to spy? That is what you left Egypt for. That is your destiny. You know, people of vision never die until that vision be fulfilled, except the vision is not from God. Hallelujah. They never die. Amen. Where there is no vision, the people perish. People that just die, drop dead, are those who are finished. The moment you conclude that you've finished, you've reached your peak, you've accomplished all that there is to be accomplished, you're on your way to the grave. People with unfinished vision that is bettered by God don't die until it is fulfilled, because it is sealed with the life of God. Hallelujah. He will bring it to pass. Joshua was a young man when he went to Egypt. But when he caught what Moses told him, you know, as the days roll by, as the months go by, as the years pass, they didn't change Caleb. Vision sustained him. Caleb didn't grow old. Time was growing old, but Caleb was fixed. Am I making sense to you? When he was 85 years old, was he 85 years old? When he was 85 years old, you know, when he confronted Joshua and demanded to be given the permission for him to go take what's the name of the city again? The city of David. It became the city of David, where David was anointed the first time. Where is that place? Was it Bethlehem? Sorry? Hebron. That's the Hebron. Hebron. Thank you. Hebron. That's Hebron. Hallelujah. When he went to seek for Joshua's permission to take over Hebron, he was 85. And the Bible records that at 85, Caleb told Joshua, you remember when you and I and 10 others went out to spy the land? You remember how I was physically, mentally? I am still the same. Hallelujah. I'm still the same. The power of vision. It sustains. Don't let the devil take yours away from you. Joshua chapter 14 from verse 6. Now the people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Shunene, the Kenizzite, said to him, you know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea about you and me? I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my fellow Israelites who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord, my God, wholeheartedly. So on that day, Moses swore to me. He said, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord, my God, wholeheartedly. Now, Caleb said, just as the Lord promised me, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he heard this, since the time he said this to Moses. While Israel moved about in wilderness, so I am here today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I am just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. He refused to die. He refused to grow weak. He refused to rest and say, well, glory be to God. Already rested and have built and have our pomegranates and vineyards. He knew where God said, it's your portion. Without vision, you are going to settle for anything. You are going to settle anything. It's okay to start with anything. It's okay to start anywhere, but it's not okay to settle with anything, just anything. Without vision, you may even quit before your time. And the fact of life is, there will be a space of time between when you realize what your life is about, when you figure out what the plan of God is for you, when you begin to pray and to fast for something. There will be a space of time between that and when that will come to fulfillment. And you cannot determine how long that space of time will be. But the thing is, in between that space of time, a lot of things are going to happen. A lot of people will come into your life. You will be subjected to many conditions. You may quit before the time, except you are able to know. And get it fixed in your spirit. To succeed, you must know exactly what you want out of life. Say amen to that. Amen. Get it fixed in your spirit. Say amen to that. Amen. Believe that it is obtainable. What God has said about me is obtainable. In Caleb's conversation with Joshua, you know, Caleb made Joshua aware that I understand that in the land, in that portion of the land, there are still giants there. I know there are giants. I know I will have to contend with these people. But I will take it. God never says anything about you that is not possible. Whatever you can see is achievable. Because God is able to do exceeding abundantly more than what you can ever imagine. As long as you can imagine, it can cross your mind. It's possible. It's possible. What you cannot not achieve is what you cannot imagine. It's beyond your imagination. It's beyond your thinking. Even when you look, you can't see it. You can't become it. But as far as you can see it, you know, to create that drive in Abraham, God brought him out at one occasion. And God said, now look. Look at the plain. And Abraham looked. He looked. And God said, can you see this land? As far as you can see, from the rising of the sun unto its setting down, as far as you can see, I've given to you for inheritance. It's how you can see. And at one point, God brought him out in the night when he was complaining. God, all these years, you have not given me a child. And blah, blah. God brought him out in the night and said, look at the stars. Look at the sky. What can you see? He said, stars. God said, count them. He began 1, 2, 3. He said, God, did I count that part? He said, as you can see, so will your descendants be. When God commissioned Moses to go to Egypt, God said, Moses, see, I have made thee a God over Pharaoh. See, what can you see? I have made thee a God over Pharaoh. It's what you can see. Hallelujah. If you can see it, it's possible. I have three, as I close, now I have just three vision questions for you. What do you want to achieve or become in your lifetime before God calls you home? Do you know? What are you existing for? What are you living for? If God wants to, if an angel of death comes down and he's saying, tell me why I should not kill you. What would you tell that angel of death? Question number two, where do you picture yourself, your marriage, your career, or your business in the next 10 years if Jesus tarries? Jesus tarries in the next 10 years, would you still be like this? Would you still be where you are? Would you still be living on handouts? Where would you be? What can you see? When you look, what can you see? Question number three, what do you think you need to do to achieve what God spoke to you about? Vision shows you the path you need to go. On that path, maybe turbulent. Maybe turbulent. Hallelujah. And this is why you will need determination. I hope maybe I can get to talk about that. What it entails. That's why you may need determination, because on that path the vision paints for you. You may go through things. Amen. And on that path, one way it shows that you are determined is your willingness and readiness to make some sacrifices. And it's not comfortable to make sacrifices. It sometimes hurts. But in the long run, it takes you to the place of your joy. In the name that is above all other names, this level where you are now will be the least level where you will be. Yeah. And I declare in the name of Jesus concerning all of you here today that you will not remain where you are right now. Yeah. The Holy Spirit will empower you. Yeah. He will quicken you. Yeah. He will revive you. Yeah. He will enable you. You will rise out of where you are. God will lift you higher to where you are. Higher from where you are right now. That is where you belong. In the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your head, everybody. And if there be any invisible hand holding you, any invisible hand holding you so that you cannot be lifted. It's holding you. I command in the name of Jesus, let that hand right now wither. Let that hand right now wither. Any hand holding you down, I break its hold over you now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, please open someone's eyes right now, spiritual eyes, so he can see himself differently. Amen. Shantala, put your hand on your head, please. Shantala, brali, kusuprada, labrandeli, tusuprala. You've looked down on yourself. You feel so incapable of achieving more. In the name of Jesus, arise now and begin to soar like an eagle. Arise now. You can feel the storm, but you're going to break into it. You're going to reach that destiny, and God through you will be glorified. In the name that is above every name, receive insight. New insight about yourself. Insight into your environment. Insight into the people that you are dealing with. May your eyes open to see. In the name of Jesus. I speak against vision stealers. The situations that arise or the people that come around to steal your vision and get you distracted and get you to begin to focus and pay attention on things that don't really matter. In the name of Jesus, I pluck them out of your life. I pluck them out of your life. I pluck them out of your life. In the name of Jesus. May the heavens now open over you. Amen. Our Father owns the silver and the gold and the cattle on 1,000 hills. Paul says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. May heavens open over you now. Amen. All the resources that you need. To flourish where you belong, to flourish in the things that you engage in. All that you need to flourish, to succeed, to accomplish what is before you, may heaven supply to you now. My God will supply all your need. My God will supply all your need. My God will supply all your need. My God will supply all your need in the name of Jesus. I speak to lack in your life. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Any kind of limitation in your life, I speak to it now. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Any barrier on your way, I speak to it now. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Any limitation put on you, I take it off your neck. The Bible says, by the reason of the anointing, the yoke shall be lifted off their shoulders, and the yoke shall be lifted, and the burden and the yoke shall be lifted off their shoulders. And the yoke shall be lifted off their shoulders. The burden lifted off their necks. The burden shall be lifted. By the reason of the anointing, the yoke shall be destroyed. Any limitation put on you by circumstance, because of your tie to family, any limitation put on you because of ignorance of the past, the blunder and the mistakes of the past, any limitation put on you because of where you found yourself today, I take away that limitation. I take away every limitation. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand, everybody. Just wave it to Jesus. Lambrilitu soprodunangata librihina mantra. Latikiskihinan dalibridisku. Lahantaligiskeribrahandalibusketa. Halitis sabradina mantrava. As your hands are lifted up, I prophesy. That shows where you are going. You are going up. Amen. You only go up. Amen. You will never be coming down. Amen. As your hand is raised up, I prophesy. So should you be going up. Amen. In every sphere of your life, Amen. There will be no stagnancy. Amen. You only go forward. Amen. You only go forward. Amen. You only go upwards. Amen. You only increase. You will flourish in the name of Jesus. Everybody says amen. Amen. Thank you for hearing us, oh God. Thank you because I call it done. And it is so. It is done. We are blessed. Say, I am blessed. Say, I am blessed. Say, I am blessed. In Jesus' name. Say amen. Amen. Give the Lord a round of applause, somebody. Hallelujah.